The first reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one believes with heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth, and so is saved. The scripture says, no one who believes in him will be put to shame. There is no distinction between Jew and Greek. The same Lord is the Lord of all, enriching all who call upon him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how can they call on him on whom they have not believed? How can they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone to preach? And how can people preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news. But not everyone has heeded the good news. For as Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what was heard from us? Thus faith comes from what is heard, and what is heard comes through the word of Christ. But I ask, did they not hear? Certainly they did. For their voice has gone forth to all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them just. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them just. Your words, O Lord, the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. The decrees of the Lord is trustworthy, giving wisdom to the simple. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them just. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The command of the Lord is clear, enlightening the eye. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them just. The fear of the Lord is pure, enduring forever. The ordinances of the Lord are true, all of them just. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them just. They are more precious than gold, than a heap of purest gold, sweeter also than syrup or honey from the comb. The judgments of the Lord are true, and all of them are just. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew. Casting a net into the sea, they were fishermen. He said to them, come after me, and I will make you fishers of men. At once they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today we celebrate the feast of St. Andrew, one of the original apostles. And Andrew didn't keep the knowledge of Christ to himself. He shared it. He shared it with Peter. He shared it with others. He was sent by God. You too are sent by God. You too are called to make disciples. It's my job, it's your job. So the question always is, how many people have you brought to Jesus Christ? Now go back, how many people, if I was to ask you, have you brought to Satan? I mean, you sinned with them, you told him dirty jokes, you gossiped, you did the sin of detraction. Whenever you and I sin with somebody else, we take him by the hand and say, come here, I want you to meet who I'm serving right now, Satan. And then think about how many people have you brought to Jesus? Have you shared with them his love? It doesn't even have to be through words, but since God is love, when we love people, we share with them Jesus. I always say the best way to bring others to Jesus is three things. First, we pray for them. We just pray for them. The second thing we do is we love them. And they should know that we love them, because sometimes people don't know that. We say it, but we don't always show it. And the third thing is tell them. Don't just preach to them. No one wants to hear about your head knowledge of things. Share with them what Jesus in his mercy has done for you and what he can do for them. So love them, pray for them, and share with them. And then God, you're planting the seed, and God will do the rest. You got it? You get it? You're going to do it? May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.